This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Some call him genius, legend, ladies' man, the best to ever observe the game. We want to keep him humble, so we call him Sean. This is Keeling Me Softly with Denver Post columnist Sean Keeler.
6 minutes after the hour. Normally, this is not even close to the time we would have this with Sean Keeler, but the Rockies are booting us today. Those red-hot Rockies kind of are booting us today. Sean Keeler joining us, Keeling Me Softly. Sean, man, this you've been on fire this week. You caught up with Trey McBride not that long ago. You got the Jim Mora piece out about him potentially being the Pac-12 Coach of the Year if they just get into a bowl game. So much to get into, my friend. You've been red-hot, man.
Well, vacation season is over. We gotta bend for the Rockies. We gotta move for the Rammies. We gotta pray for the Nuggets. We gotta be ready to go. And we're like what, 8 days away from veterans reporting to Dove Valley. So, yeah, bye bye summer. It's been great.
Yeah, it's moving fast, or it did move fast, and now once we actually get football camp going, it's over. It's over, Sean.
Yeah. You know what's funny? When I was on your show on vacation. Because for you, anything for that, and for that intro, again, chef's kiss. My wife can't get enough of it. Sarcastically rolling her eyes whenever I play it for her. Did I tell you that we saw a bear? My family saw a bear, and the only time we've ever seen a bear live while I was doing the drop with you 3 weeks ago.
No kidding.
Yeah,
that was like right around the time of that happening.
Yeah, we were near Glenwood Springs on our way to Glenwood Springs when it was not mudslid or whatever.
What kind of bear was it? On fire?
Yeah, we were lucky we went where we went that last week in June, whatever it was. So I guess it would be a month ago, but 3.5 weeks ago now. But I wanted to tell you how grateful I am, and my family is grateful that while you kept me in the car, baking to talk to you, they saw a live bear by train tracks near Glenwood Springs. So they thank you because the bear never would have come out if I was there.
You missed the bear sighting because, I'm a nature guy, Sean.
To be with you.
Wow. If I were you, I'd be pissed because I'm a nature dude. I love bears and sharks and moose and all of it.
Oh, I see. I own every Jaws. I love it.
It's amazing. And Shark Week's coming up. It's exciting times. I got to balance that between sports, but it's an easy balance. If you love it, you do it. But I apologize.
Not why you called me. But I'm
no.
Sure that was your...
Not why I called. Why I called. But
no,
still,
not remotely.
You know, exciting to see to hear that you saw saw a bear. What kind of bear did you say it was? Was it like
they thought it was brown, but I think they got a picture of it. I think it's just black bear. Oh. It looked very brown.
Yeah, well.
And it was not on fire, and it didn't have charred, smoky ash things on it, so it was great. But it was during your show, and so whatever the rest of my life, I will never forget that the closest I got and missed seeing a bear was the time
I
spent with you.
That is, I feel...
Isn't that great?
Yeah, wow, Sean. I am so sorry about that. But you know what? You'll see it again. I have a feeling you'll see that exact same bear again next year when you go on a trip.
Like the killer moose I keep hoping to see.
Sean Keeler joining us, Keeling Me Softly. So just six wins. Six wins is all it's going to take for Jim Mora. Man, your expectations for the Pac-12 and CSU are low, Sean. Low.
No, they are. No, yeah, they are, admittedly. Well, I mean, again, it's the Pac-12. It's Mountain West Plus. Like, let's just kind of be real about where that is, first off. There's going to be a lot of... And actually, I'm kind of glad that it hasn't hit me as hard as I thought it would of the Pac-12. Everyone going, Well, it's the Pac-12. Shut up. We're the Pac-12. Like, it's never changed. Like, UCLA and USC never left. It's the no. I mean, I appreciate that. I think the Pac-12 appreciates that they're just glad to be here. But in the context, you know, keeping all politics local with where CSU is with that and what I wrote about up now at DenverPost.com, please check it out if you're a Rams fan. And even if you're not, it'd be even funnier to you. Maybe because it's you could the headline might be a little deceptive in that people are like, he loves Jim Mora. I'm like, well, yeah, I'm also saying that I'm not sure how good this team's going to be. Mm-hmm. And you need to be kind of – I have a lot of good Rammy types I like in the media and who are fans, who are friends of mine, who are like, man, if Mora doesn't get to a bowl in year – this was the premise of it. They said to me for the last 3 weeks or so, as we start to ramp up to football mode, I've had a lot of CSU fans say to me and say to each other in very public forums, I expect a bowl out of Jim Mora in year one. Me. Really? They're like, yeah, he's that good, we're that good, and the league's not that great. Me again. Really?
That's how it read to me, and again, it's not a knock on you, Sean. Honestly, it was like, yeah, he could, but that also is not a great thing. Good for CSU, neat for CSU, but not really good for the Pac-12 if six wins Jim Mora Coach of the Year.
Well, no, but I mean, the point being, it's not – I mean, have you looked – I know you have, and it's rhetorical when I say, have you looked at the schedule? I know that you have. Can you find me like seven wins there?
I'm having a hard time.
Really, I can get you right, and the points there in the column again. Check it out at DenverPost.com. I can get you to 2-0. Like, is it Southern Utah is the second one? I'm going off the top of my head. So you got Wyoming, and that's big. Hey,
yeah.
You want to talk about an opener that has?
Oh, and like, Sean, you know Wyoming's going to be – this is going to be like the biggest border war for them ever.
Oh, I mean, it justifiably, it's kind of Super Bowl on both sides, where both teams are really, really want to get a leg up for political and apolitical reasons. But regardless, so that's massive, and it's great that it's here. That's just – you cannot – I think Jim Mora grasps that can't be understated just how big that opener is, the way that those rivalry games are and trophy games are here one. But I'll buy you 2-0. I will grant you 2-0. Now, where I struggle is getting four more after that, given the amount of home and away. And that was kind of the point of the piece. And until the QB situation is resolved, I know that people like the O-line. I have a lot of high school coaches tell me what they saw in the spring, they really, really, really like. Now, granted, a lot of the same high school coaches did not like Jay Norvell, did not like Jay Staff. As someone who liked both those things, I struggled to reconcile. And we've talked about that privately and publicly, you and I. I often struggled to reconcile how we kind of got along with the previous staff in the media, and a lot of high school coaches here didn't like them at all. And I would kind of try to say to Jay, you might want to fix that, but they didn't, and here we are. But they do like what they see with what Mora's got. They see some improvement. But, I mean, unless you're beating San Diego State and Boise State at home, I don't see six wins. And you might. But if you do, that's a heck of a job. And the funny thing is, he's done that before. He's gone to bowls each of his first 2 years, year one, and his previous stops at UCLA and UConn. So, you know, it wouldn't be the first time I'm full of crap. I just don't see it.
I'm all over the place with this conference. I'm excited about the story of it. You know, tongue in cheek, I was giving Michael a bunch of crap back there because he used to be a Pac-12 fan because of Washington. And I'm telling him that, hey, I've been a Pac-12 fan from the beginning, but really just the beginning of this new beginning, actually.
July 1st?
Yeah, since July 1st.
I'm a huge Pac-12 fan.
I am a diehard Pac-12 fan. I know everything about them. I know the records of every team in the Pac-12, in the new Pac-12 right now. I have it on top of my head.
Everybody is in first.
Yes, everyone's in first. It's tight. Conference of Champions, Sean.
To do something I will rarely do, Bill Walton. To do something I will rarely do out loud in public, I will defend Michael in that, again, this is not his Pac-12.
No, it's not his. It's not. He is kind of like a grandpa, too, so it's not your grandpa Michael's Pac-12.
No, you know, and I'm – I went to a Big Ten school, and I'm a child of the Big Eight. The Big 12 is not, like, it's all screwy. It's not this whole, everything, the TV realignment we are in now, because let's be real, that's what it is. Basically, broadcasters went, if I could do this, you know, starting with the Big 10, and it's evil. Greed has never been an issue for the Big 10. They're number one at that. They will always be the best at that. Oh, God, if I couldn't just raid the ACC and SEC, what could I do to kill the Pac-12 after and take their best brands, after I've signed a non-aggression? We can go back to 6 years ago, but I always laugh at that with USC, UCLA, and the Big Four being in, for the old Pac-12 being in the Big Ten. In that, and you remember this because it was about the time of the – just before this, they signed a non-aggression pact before the Abs parade or thereabout when the Abs – because it's happened – it really went, you know, hit the fan when the Avs were winning the Stanley Cup. Now, 5 years ago, Coach, getting there, 4 years ago. And then right after the parade, I just, mostly because my memory of the parade, besides walking around and not Naz in the cigars and what have you, was reading about UCLA and USC joining the Big Ten and just my head exploding with what that was going to mean for, and did mean for, the Pac-12 and that brand. And it basically killed it where it was. And they'll say they're not dead, and they're not. And there's a Monty Python joke in there for you nerds who remember. Holy, I'm not dead. The Pac-12, we're not dead technically, but it's not the same. And you know, but back to where it is with CSU, there is an opportunity there. I don't think it's this year, though. I think you're going to get a playoff team at some point, assuming that the playoffs are going to be expanded out of this new Pac-12. And the ultimate goal of this, and we've talked about this on air, I don't think the Mora era necessarily – I think it'd be great if they went in year one. I'd be pleasantly surprised if they did. But I would be profoundly disappointed if I were a Rams fan if you haven't come close to a league title by year three, if that makes sense. I think that's the window is short. I don't think it's as short as we're going to do this right now, because he's, and maybe you could, but in a league where you're maybe the fourth or fifth best program coming over, I mean, let's be realistic, but not in terms of facilities, not in terms of fan base, not in terms of potential, not in terms of interest, but just in terms of a decade of football results. I mean, maybe Canvas built on something, a native land that we shouldn't know about, because it's not been a great decade.
Maybe
there, when we think about it,
yeah, might be worth digging into on that one, Sean. Because that's
get my poltergeist people out there. We're coming on a decade, and another. It might have been Justin at DMVR might tell me. He said the Canvas decade has not been good.
No.
I've been here for months.
I used to get so fired up with, because I'm either way. Yeah, I like CSU and stuff, but it doesn't ruin my life if they lose. I mean, if the Nuggets lose, then yeah, I'm done. I quit. I retire. If Joker leaves, bye-bye. But for CSU, it's like, I want them to be good. But I will admit, when people were like, oh, they built Canvas Stadium, why aren't they winning? I'm like, it's not just, bam, we built a stadium and now we're going to win. It takes time. Okay, now it's taking too much time. Okay, this should have worked by now.
Yeah, no, you're right. And you think about it in context, the decade in, you just kind of shake your head at where – and there's a lot of – more show than we've got time for, I know. But there's a lot of reasons why it hasn't happened. And frankly, there are a lot of – they're kind of almost Bronco-esque reasons of why it didn't happen for the Broncos' dark ages prior to Sean and Bo. And that is Coach QB or some order they're in. And not being able to take that step forward. And that's the really short answer for what's happened at CSU football for the last 8 years. But here again, like Sean and Bo, or certainly the Sean part, now you have a guy who's got the best track record coming into this maybe you've had since you've opened that stadium, right? Better than Steve Adazio, better than Jay, although Jay ticks a lot of the same boxes resume-wise on the surface, when you had NFL, West Coast experience, and winning at a tough place to win. Jay did that too. Certainly better than Mike Bobo, and what that became in hindsight, certainly. It's certainly better than Steve Fairchild, not back, and maybe better than McIlvain. I mean, this is the most accomplished guy you've hired just on resume in the case of Jim Mora, in part because he did so well in the Pac-12. And there's a feeling that that was an opportunity that could have even been better, that circumstances hindered him in a way that it could have been even better than it was. And UCLA, like, as we have come to learn, like UConn, is a tough job,
mm-hmm.
And not a sexy job. And CSU should be a sexy job. But you winning kind of breeds all this stuff, and you can do it any number of ways. I mean, again, back to Big Brother. I mean, CU is trying it through star power and kind of, you know, celebrity appeal. And we're going to see if that has some staying power, because right now it's been up and down. The CSU built a building and then said they will come. And unfortunately, Field of Dreams is just a movie. It was a book. Sorry. It was a movie and a book, but it isn't necessarily reality. Of what you want to get out of this, you've got to have Coach QB lined up right. We know, at least we think, CSU has a coach lined up, and we will find out this fall if one of those two QBs is the guy. And if not, the good news of the portal is you will go right back into it and try somebody else until you get it right. And when you do, Fernando Mendoza, you know, in a world where Indiana is the best college football program right now, here's the good news if you're a fan of CSU. I'm telling you, as a neutral, again, a Big Ten neutral, mind you, anything is possible, Brady, isn't it? Like, if you think about that, when you look at, like, Cignetti, you just have to say the one positive for everyone else is you have to say anybody could do that from anywhere, because IU is not that place. Like, it's not.
Yeah, I think there's
historically it isn't.
And I think when Jim Mora said things like, hey, this is – you know, this was my path. This was a path, an easier path to the playoffs for me. I believe there is a path there, but we'll see. I mean, he's got the better track record of any coach we've seen at CSU coming in, at least. I know Norvell had some success at Nevada, but Nevada, and it wasn't overwhelming. Addazio was kind of a 500 coach at Boston College, and you know, McIlvain and Bobo were coordinators. So I think if there is a guy to do it, it's probably this guy. So time will tell. Sean, I'm up against it, my friend. Outstanding stuff. I didn't even get to talk to you about the Trey McBride stuff, but that was outstanding, too. Excellent work, as always, by you, my friend.
Thank you. Sorry to meander about the bear.
No, but, you know, the bear, it happens. We need to talk about that once in a while. Michael and I get off topic all the time, and people just love it. They absolutely love it.
It's stuff you can't make up.
No,
and
no.
I'm not. I couldn't believe it either. So
no.
There you go.
No, I'm going to find you a bear. I'm going to find you a bear, Sean, and I'm going to bring it with me. And next time I see you, I'll be like, here you go, man. This is yours now.
If you can't find me a bear, find me a moose that won't kill me.
I'm going to find something. I'm going to find something.
All right.
Sean Keeler.
Thanks, brother.
Denver Post, Keeling Me Softly. Michael, it's fascinating. Fascinating conversation. 23 minutes after the hour, the Rockies are coming up next. Are they going to trade Hunter Goodman? Are they going to trade Hunter Goodman? They better not freaking trade Hunter Goodman. Warren Schaefer said 2 days ago, he hit three homers. And then yesterday, he hit another game-winning homer. I ain't worried about Hunter Goodman. That basically means they better not trade him. That's my guy. We'll be right back.
Another prep season in the books, and soon we'll be looking ahead to high school football season. Hear Coach speak weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.